Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. The music that you're hearing is from Shani Holtz. Shani Holtz Morel. You can find her on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Also, too, she's open for bookings. She does anything from parties to weddings to gatherings, etc. Shani Morel Holtz, upcoming superstar, guys. Love her music. Check it out. Also, too, when you guys give a chance, make sure you go to steviehelps.me, and that's you'll find it kind of guides you through the CBD Pure, and also, too, about the Blog Talk Radio, other episodes. When you guys are at home, relaxing, cleaning up, et cetera, even on a road trip, tune into it, check the shows out. If you have comments all through about the shows, previous shows, leave your comments, and I'll get back to it. We can talk about it. Also, too, this day 12/11/2018. Before you know it, guys, the year will be over with. Year passed by so fast, so fast. But the CBD Pure, I mentioned it before, it actually, it has helped me hope you guys try it out. The CBD Pure, you actually take it. I actually have mine. I kind of put it under my tongue and hold it up for about 15 seconds. From that, say about 15 minutes or like 10 minutes, you start feeling very, very comfortable. Doesn't get you high. Doesn't show up in your bloodstream like that if you having to take a blood test, et cetera, for drugs and anything like that, HTC. But it's I advise you guys to definitely try it out for inflammation, of course, pain. If you're having a hard time sleeping, it makes a difference. It helps. It really does help. Let me see what else I'm forgetting. Let me make sure I don't forget anything else. Also, too, Yes, that's pretty much it, I believe. Also, too, episode tonight, we're going to talk about, it's my 4th or 6th episode. The episode tonight is, do you believe paddling should be brought back into schools? And I've had people during the week ask me, so how you come up with these topics? Guys, I really just be, if I'm working out, whatever I'm doing, it just come to mind, I think about it. I think about all my experiences through my life, my lifetime, and I just kind of go back and I like to hit on it because, and you'll see too, during this topic, it doesn't matter what happened back in the 70s, like the 2018, a lot of things are still happening in that way. But do you believe paddling should be brought back into schools? I'm going to tell you my belief in a minute, but this, when I say this, I guess you guys will know what I'm talking about. Line them up. Line them up. Line them up. These kids today are out of control. Now, you guys probably was like, oh, I can't believe he's saying that. No, line them up. Bring them to Fort Lauderdale. We're going to line them up down here by the beach. I don't care where they're coming from. We're going to line all of them up. Because I'm simply saying that because the fact is, now, I'm going to get to the topic that all the kids don't need to be paddled. Now, let me go to the definition first. Okay, you go to spankings. The definition of spanking is say paddling is the art, I mean the act of slapping, especially on the buttocks, as a punishment for children. And basically have up underneath it's like you deserve a good spanking. And the definition of corporal punishment, because it's kind of intertwined, is punishment that involves hitting someone, physical punishment. When I say line them up, guys, in one way, yeah, bring them down here for the Lord. They're going to line all the bad kids up. Line them up. And in other instances, let me say this. Some kids, you can give them the finger, a look, like you better settle down. They will listen. You know, if you give them the look, not the finger, give them the look, they will settle down. Some you have to talk to. And those you have to talk to are borderline paddling. Okay? Some test you. They're not going to listen to nothing you're saying. Just don't know what you're saying. They're going to test you. When you turn your back, they're going to be playing games. They don't believe nothing you're saying. They don't fear you. And all of a sudden, here they go. 58, 72 months here in on Earth, but they know everything. Or a year or two or 5 years, they know everything about life. They tell you what to do. And some of your parents, you know what? You end up letting the kids tell you what to do too. You let them tell you what to do. The kids run the household. But back to this, some kids, you have to give them a look. Those kids right there are pretty much the kids. Those kids right there didn't have to be spanked, clearly, like we said. So that could have been you, that you didn't get tellings because you listened as an adult what your parents told you to do. Now, you could have seen some kids that was or your brothers or sisters growing up that they had to be put in so-called, you guys say this day, timeout, a close timeout, and they would listen. Some kids, you can explain the cause and effect of the things that they do, why they're in trouble. If they keep doing this, they may hurt themselves. Don't do this. Those are the kids you have to talk to. Okay? Now, on the other hand, the foolishness in these kids, those are the ones that they fit the category of paddling. Now, that's the difference between paddling or beatings. Now, get into that. You can't be, when you're hitting a kid on the buttocks, paddling, more than, say, 5 times, you know, 5 to 10 times or over 10 times, that's you borderline. You're getting down the road of they give them 20 times, 30 times, that's a beating. Now, that right there should not be allowed. You know. But some kids you can go up to, like we're talking about for the kids that you can look at them, they respect you. They fear you. You can talk to. They still fear you. But the ones that are foolish, they don't fear you. Again, they need to be paddled. They need to be paddled. Because when you go out in public, they're going to definitely disrespect you. That's going to happen. So you might as well get ready for that. That's going to happen. I'm going to give you guys some biblical standpoints on what I'm talking about. So as the show going, we're talking about it. Maybe you have a different perspective on what I'm talking about. If you have any questions, you want to talk to me or get me about this situation, you can call me in. Call in at 657-383-1972. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you some of my stories, too. This is Deuteronomy 8, chapter 5, verse. It says, so know in your heart that just as a man disciplined his sons, so the Lord, your God, discipline you. When I say son, that means female too. You in that too. All right. Deuteronomy 8, chapter 5, verse, it says, so know in your heart that just as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord, your God, disciplines you. Okay? Now, a lot of these kids are not disciplined through life, that you're not disciplined, that you leave up on the, that you're not disciplined going through, they would be disciplined by God. God take over down the road. And I mentioned show before, when God put those hands on you, it's nothing that any one human life can do until he finished with you. Okay? Proverbs, 23rd chapter, 13th verse. It said, do not withhold discipline from a child. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Back up again on that. I'm not even finished with him. I'm going to back it up. Proverbs 23rd chapter 13th verse. It says, do not withhold discipline from a child. Although you strike him with a rod, he would not die. Don't get mad at me because this is what it says. Don't get mad at me. Believers, we understand this. So if you're unbelievers, you don't understand this. But when I get to telling you these statistics down the road in a few minutes, you're going to be looking a little bit different. Okay? Proverbs 13, chapter 24, verse. Doing to that New International Version. That was on all of them, actually. Whoever spares the rod hates their children. But the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. They say don't hate them, it's hate the things that they're doing. They're not understanding, so you have to discipline them. You have to discipline them. For some reason, I'll be sure I'm going to do pretty soon about what's the difference between animals and humans. Sometimes like the animals have more discipline than we do. And we're doing some of the stupidest things that I don't understand it. It's like they discipline their young. But we don't, some of us don't care to do that. We feel like we're going to let the kid just find his way, even though it's the wrong way. And we're going to put him in time out. Like I said earlier, there are some kids that can go to time out and they'll be fine. But there's some kids that will not go to timeout, or they will go to timeout, and they're going to, next thing they're going to be doing, they're going to be cursing their parents. And this is not one particular race. This is all races. Okay? All races. Let me tell you what I look for today. Hold on 1 second. Hello, caller. Hello, welcome to the Steve Anderson Show. Hello, welcome to the Steve Anderson Show. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing, Stevie? This is JT.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, who's calling here? I don't know if you heard me talking in,
James
about
Taylor.
This discipline.
Mr.
James Taylor, how you doing, young man? It's good to hear your voice.
Man,
how you
I'm
doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
Well, let me ask you a question then. I have you on live internet radio. Could you tell us about what you do, what's your occupation, what you do? I know for guys, let me tell you something. This is my homeboy. This is my homeboy, and he's even though he looks younger than me, he looks younger than me, but he's much older. But
thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, yeah. I used to look up to this guy and still do. He's a very, very fine gentleman, guys. And he was like my mom and our generation was back then, is that, and he's still today, he's just straight up. He's going to tell you the truth, whether it's wrong or not. He's going to let you know. And that's what we need more in the world. But let everybody know what you do, Coach. We call him Coach Taylor. I heard some music in the background.
Okay.
I don't know if all right, but go ahead. Tell us what you do and where you're from.
I've been a teacher. I'm from Jonesboro, Louisiana. I attended Grambling mm-hmm. State University. So I've been a teacher, coach, and an official for 29 years, man. I've been dealing with kids for almost 30 years, man. And, you know how we were raised, Stevie? We were raised with discipline, man. And,
yes,
man. You know, that's
yes.
Hey, a community. We were raised by a village. So
that's right.
It's just like I saw the topic. I read up on your topic, and go ahead.
Right. So what do you think about? You know, do you believe that paddling should be brought back into schools? And that's something to think about, because you have a lot of teachers right now trying to raise these kids. They're leaving up to the teachers to raise the kids, and
absolutely.
The teachers can't teach. They can't do teaching because of the kids. Are so distracting and disrespectful that they can't even get through their lessons and try to advance this kid. They tell them to do the parents' job. You know? And I was telling somebody today, Coach, when we was going through and we found out a kid that was being disrespectful back in the day playing sports, we as the athletes, whether it's male or female, we're going to give that kid a talking once we got the football field, a practice basketball field, track field of the girls. They're gonna sit that female down and talk to her and say,
absolutely.
You need to start acting better, because this is what we don't do. But you don't have kids like that today. And you know what? You have parents today go back, why you talk to my kid like that? Why you doing this to my kid? You know, but they forget that discipline is everything. It's direction. But go ahead. But you know also, too, Coach, in Texas, they voted 6-0 bringing paddling back in school in Texas in the Corpus Christi area. So they for it. They're trying to bring it back.
Well, this is my opinion, Stevie. You know, that's what the spread a child, spread a rod. Spread a rod, spread a child. That was what we were raised upon. I just think there are issues. I'm in education. I'm a middle school teacher, and I'm a high school coach. And I think they need to bring it back. I think one of the reasons why they haven't, I'm going to cut to the point, is to restrict the liability. But I still believe that there are ways around even that situation, the liability. Stevie, it means that if there's a liability situation, there's a situation where there's a lot of abusive places. We don't want to be abusive. I remember a day, I've been teaching long enough, where I was able to use the pallet. There are some restrictions need to be done, but you still can bring the corporal punishments back, even if you leave it up to the administrators. They need to bring it back, man. I think they need to put it in the power of the teachers. It's probably going to be district to district on how they vote and using it, but it definitely needs to come back, because we have so many, you said, disrespectful kids, man. It's ridiculous.
It
didn't hurt us.
Too. It is. What you say now?
I said it didn't hurt us. We still here. We still standing.
Exactly. The spankings that we got, and sometimes borderline. It was a
borderline
beat. But you know what? We still here, and guess what? I can count, and you can too, Coach. The students that we had in our class, even from 88, which I was all the way to you, was 85, 84, right? Yeah.
I'm 84. So, yeah, 84. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you can count. We can count between our classes in those years that got in trouble. You can count on the hand.
Well, Stevie, like we said, man, it was a village. I look at it, too, with stabilizing kids, too. We had stability, Stevie. You know, we live right down off Leon Drive, both me and you. It's always we had two parents, but even we did have a few of our partners that just had one parent in the house, and they still, the corporal punishment was still there. It was just the discipline that we had. I think you got to provide stability for that child, too. And we need a more male figures involved, too. And it's nothing wrong with the single parent. Don't get me wrong, the female parent, because I know your mother, and your mother was a strong lady. My mother was a strong lady. I have a lot of respect for your mom because I know how y'all were raised, and she raised three boys.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? Y'all right there close
together. She had to be tough, man.
And,
she had to be tough.
Hey, man, she had to be tough. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Your, I know how your mom, how she did it, and we need more of that, Stevie, and we got to go back to a whole lot more of we know how our children are, and it's not that we don't love them, but we've got to still discipline. I have two girls, and you know, unfortunately, I didn't have to use that, but I started early with my girls, and they're still doing fine, man.
Right.
I had one in college, one in middle school. But if you don't start early enough, and then, like you said, everybody's not going to be the same. Like you said, all of them are not going to be the same, and all races, because I've seen it, too, where – I've seen both races handle the adults. I've been out in public, and I walked, turned around. I said, "Man, did you?" I tell my fiance, I said, "I can't believe how that kid just handled their parents." I said, "It couldn't have been me back in the day." You know, it couldn't have been me. You know, and I still believe in some of the old school values. I think that we have to. There are some things that we can bend on, but not that old fashioned discipline and respect. Yes, sir, no, sir, getting up early, doing what you're supposed to do, going to school on time. I still believe in that old school stuff still works today, man. It prepares us for success in life, man.
It does.
I'm definitely for it, man. We got to put it back in all over the nation, if you ask me.
Yeah, you know what, too? I have a buddy of mine, golf buddy. He was talking about in Asia. In Asia? Asian community, they don't play around. It's about discipline. You know, you can count. You know, and over here in the United States, we just let our kids just run the show. We let our kids run the show.
Well,
we want to give it to the teacher. We feel like the teacher.
China.
It's true, but you know what? Too is like this. We want our teachers to be parents and teachers, but yet we want to pay them $30,000 a year and think they and pat them on the back, like, go ahead on.
Say that again.
These teachers these days, you're getting paid $100,000 plus. If they're working over 5 years, they need to be paid $100,000. So you get everybody else out there paying the money that's acting a fool getting paid. You should be paying these teachers. Oh, you forgot how you got there? You had to go to the teacher to learn what you had to do before you got there.
Absolutely.
But I'm glad you called in. I'm not going to hold you. I'm glad you called in.
Okay.
I just want to hear your
opinion.
Well,
man,
I'm glad you called in.
I feel about you, man, and I want to say this, and I'm gonna let you go ahead.
Don't put no cheese on
me, man.
Don't do that. They ain't going to believe
it.
Hey, man,
I ain't putting no cheese. I'm just telling the truth. Stevie Anderson, class act, raised by class act people. Hey, this guy's real. He came to my school. And I just love this guy to death, and I don't mind saying it on national TV, man, national radio. I appreciate you, brother, just having me on.
Hey, man, thank you so much, man. You know, I highly respect for you. You know, I'm there every time, whatever you need, man. So I really do appreciate it, and I looked up to you for so long, man, and I still do. And thank you for everything you've done for me, and we're going to keep it going. And
appreciate you, bro.
I really appreciate it, man. I'm glad you called in. Enjoy your evening. We're going to try to get this done with these kids, man. We'll find some way to get it started again. But it need to happen. It need to happen. All right. Hey, enjoy your night. Thanks
appreciate
again.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. All right.
Yep. All right, later. All right, bye. That guy right there, guys, is, you know, he's like, he should be running for president. This guy's real deal. That guy's real deal. Hey, guys, don't worry about all, you know, he's the real deal. I'm going to just leave it at that. I love everything he stands for. His family is, he's actually the only son out the family, and he has three sisters, and they're all just, and their mom is living, dad passed away a few years ago, but very respectful family and community. Let me get back over here to, I was talking earlier about the difference of corporal punishment, but I'm gonna give you guys some facts and reports right here. I found this report by the Society for Research in Child Development claims that 31 states, as well as the District of Columbia, specifically has banned corporal punishment in public schools. However, the United States Department of education put the numbers a bit differently, with only 28 states banning corporal punishment and 22 allowing it. Okay? This was a study in October 11, 2017. Nevertheless, in these 19 states, it's still legal for school officials to hit children, grades preschool to 12th grade. 12th grade is kind of like, you know, come on now, that's a little bit too much, but I can see preschool to, I say, 8th grade. You know, 12th grade, these kids these days are 12th grade, they pretty much adults, whether you want to say that or not. Yes, they're a whole different ballgame. These states that allow corporal punishments are Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming. Okay? And if you go back, and then also too, most of corporal punishment in the country is in a handful of states. We talked about that. Just 7 states. Corporal punishment is Oklahoma, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and Mississippi account for 80% of corporal punishment cases. In the U.S., Texas and Mississippi alone count for the 35% of corporal punishment cases. Okay? Also, too, doing back in 2011, there was a study, 2012 school year, in American public schools, officials in 19 states used corporal punishment. Guys, you won't believe how many times this was. This is in 2011, 2012. We're not talking about 2018. It's gotten worse. Corporal punishment in the 19 states was used 167,000 times. 167,000 times corporal punishment was used. That's a lot. Guys, let me tell you a story. I was, if my buddies listen to this, they're going to be laughing, but one of my buddies right now, he's an attorney in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My other buddy, these guys are both my best friends. I can't, you know, they pretty much are best friends, both of them. One, he thinks he's just, you know, he's just a president, but I respect and love both of them. He actually is in, Austin, Texas, and he has the company work with down there, and I'm not going to be specific what he does, but we were in fourth grade, and then we had Evinsky. Eric had on Bigfoot shirt, and I did too. We had the matching shirts with neighbors, so we got the matching shirts. My dad got the matching shirts, so we got these matching shirts. So here we go to school, okay? We go to school that morning, and Eric said something to Evisky about, you know, he said something to him about having he had a big foot, because we had a big foot on that shirt. I don't know what these shirts, what they were meaning, what it was, but we had a shirt with a big foot on it. Evisky got very upset, and Eric tried to take off, but Evisky caught him. When he caught him, he threw him almost down the hallway, and he hit his, you know, he injured himself. Eric did. So I'm sitting there like, wow, you know, this happened so quick. Guess who got the spankings that day? I got a spanking for being around them. I got a spanking in the cafeteria in front of people. I got a spanking at the classroom with the principal. I went to the principal's office, got a spanking right there with the teacher. And when I got home, before I even got in the driveway, I got a spanking. Just for being around something that I had nothing to be around, that I had no involvement in. I got a spanking 3 times before that day. Until someone called my mom and said, Stevie wasn't involved. But that's the type of parenting that we had, and that's the type of parenting that we have to have our kids. And guess what? Like the Bible said, I'm still here. Okay? They love me. We, the next day, back to like nothing happened. Moving on in life. That's the difference. That's the difference. And I said, that's the difference between paddling and beating. Let me tell you guys another story. Much older now. I was in high school playing sports. My buddies, we were had a winning team all the way through my sophomore, through junior year, my senior year. And we were, the whole group, we were just really, really tough players. We grew up playing at a young age. So by the time we got to junior high, we was beating everybody. The guys that was 2 years in front of me all to my year, we could play with the high school. You know, they probably, you know, some definitely my 7th and 8th grade, we could play with the 9th grades, you know, no problem, or vice versa. But we had a really good team, and I came home, and one day I was I don't know if it was cockiness or whatever. I came home, and my mom told me to go do something. And I said, I'm going to get to it. What you want now? You're in the way. You're tripping. Before I knew it, now you understand, now I was a receiver, and I was young. I was young and youthful back then now. So let me tell you what happened. My mom swung at me. When I tell you she swung at me, I was about 17 years of age. I mean, she railed back and swung at me with her fist. And I jerked back. I was so quick. I'm laughing. I'm like, what are you doing? But that's my mama carried that discipline all the way till I was 18, 17, 18 years old. And Stephen, even before the day she died, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. My dad still today. Yes, sir. I think I got more whippings than my older brother did. I think at one time it's just at the fact that he, my older brother, was more or less like, when I came in, I'm 5 years younger than my older brother. So I kind of took up, I guess I got some of the whippings that he needed to get. So I started getting extra whippings. It got to the point that I knew how many times I was going to get spanked or paddled. But again, I think for the parents I have, my dad's still living and my mom, to keep us in order like that. And I was just thankful for that, because when I was playing sports and a lot of different places and living in New York as a country boy going to New York, I don't think these kids, they can handle some of the things I've seen where I was at and experienced, and still put my mom in the back of my mind, my dad, you know, doing the right thing in my community. But it made a big difference. It really did. I'm going to go here to, I'm going to go to another study. Okay, that was a study. 49 million students enrolled in public schools. And this is between 2011 and 2012. Out of that, 3.5 million students, okay, out of 49 million students, just along, say, 2011, 2013, 5 million students were suspended. But you guys don't want this corporal punishment. You guys don't want this paddling back in the school. I'm going to say it again. So where do you think these kids going? If they get suspended, where are they going? They're going back home. Their parents got to go to work. Now they're at home by themselves, trying to raise themselves. How do we get something to eat? Some of these parents can't afford a nanny. Okay? That's just the reality. Some of these parents can't afford a nanny. And some of the parents that have nannies, they can't do anything with their kids either. Some of these kids feel like the video game, because they conquered a certain level, they feel like they've conquered the world. It's the difference between video games and the real world. The real world, you have feelings. Okay? There's no feelings in a video game getting shot. It's a whole different ball game. Let me say it again. 49 million students enrolled in public schools. 3.5 million students were suspended out of 49 million. Now, this right here was a survey back in 2011, 2012. I've been trying to find 2018, but 2018 is not over with yet. 3.45 million students were suspended out of school, expelled. 130,000 students, 130,000 students were expelled. Let me read that again. 3.45 million students were suspended out of school. Okay? 130,000 students were expelled. 130,000 students. That means 130,000 parents have to deal now with their kid at home, and they have nobody, majority of them, see even half of them have to deal with that. They have nobody to take care of their kids, but they have to go to work and leave their kids at home. This is really going on. Just we're forgetting about that. We're forgetting about that parent at home right now can't control that kid. Also, too, I'm going to tell you what I look for, too. There are so many, let me tell you what, like Coach Taylor said, you have to get a hold of these kids when they're young. If you don't get a hold of that kid by the time you get 5 years old, you're in trouble. That kid, you're going to have to, you can't be afraid to paddle your kid. Young ladies, if you're there by yourself and you have a son, okay, your husband, man, whatever could be, you know, somewhere else, he's not there. Well, there's a boyfriend, whomever is there. Don't be afraid to talk to him and let him talk, you know, talk to him about disciplining your kid. These are things you have to talk about. Vice versa. There are some fathers out there that want to discipline their kids. You guys have to talk about this situation. If that parent just grabbed their kid for a minute and talked to him and said, listen, what you doing? You're getting out of control. You lost your mind? Or even to the point that you have to paddle him, just reach like you're going to paddle a kid. Just reach at him sometimes. That scares him. You reach at a little girl, it goes like you're going to hit up, like you're going to paddle them, they get scared and start crying. A lot of it's just embarrassment. I've talked to some people how they used to get paddled. Let me tell you this. I called myself one day going to school. This was kindergarten. My mom was a kindergarten teacher. Mom told me, now this is when I had hair, when I was really looking good back in the day, okay? That was back in the day. I had some hair, all right? So my older brother kept his hair together. He kept his afro going. Anthony kept his afro going. This is before my younger brother was born. Here I go going to school today, this day. I hated combing my hair. I didn't like to comb my hair. I just wanted to be just rough for some reason. I guess because I knew it wasn't going to be that film. So I called myself going to school. Mama told me, said, Stevie, she had told me before, the day before, you better comb your hair. And back in the day, guys, you guys know about this. And some of you, yeah, people know it. Yeah, let me tell you this for some of your other different nationalities of people. Well, when you have, as a black guy, you have coarse hair, you have to have a, mom had this, a heat comb. It's a heat brush. It's a heat of steel. So she used to put it on the gas oven and she would have it real, real hot, right? So, and then she'd put it through your hair and that kind of thin your hair, make it comes out to an afro. So I didn't feel like, because mom, when she grabbed my hair, guys, she didn't play around. I mean, if she would be pulling on it, it would hurt. So I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm saying to myself, no, I'm going to try to, I'm going to be slick today. I'm going to put this hat on my head and ease out the door, go on the bus. I got on the bus, guys. Now, I forgot my mom was already at school, but I caught the bus, and she had to go to kindergarten. I came off the bus. And the timing was just like too perfect. It was the wrong timing for me. It was the right timing for her. And I got the bus. My mom was there. I'll never forget it. She's like, did I tell you to comb your hair? I'm like, man, so my mama tripping, you know? So I got a spanking right there off the bus in front of all the students, even before I even got to the, even before I got to the school. I got a spanking. As soon as I touched the ground, I was getting spanking right there in front of the students. Let me tell you, that was so embarrassing. But that's the way you have to be with your kid. And I still think about the day and I laugh about it. She didn't kill me. She didn't beat me. But I know I got spanked. I know I got paddled. And, you know, guess what? That next day and on out, I made sure that hair was combed. I was straight up. When she said I was there, my hair was ready to go. I want to always tell that story, but I'm going to go to guys to another study. New data revealed 250,000 preschoolers are suspended or expelled every day. You never see it. Y'all think this is a game. But some of you guys don't believe that spankings and paddling should be back in the school system. Some of you guys agree to it. New data reveals 250 preschoolers are suspended or expelled every day. Every day. Have to deal with their kid at home, possibly by themselves. Because every parent don't have a nanny and don't have somebody to watch their kid. So now they can't get to work and they stressed out going to work. Because this kid right here, you have school teachers, like I said again, school teachers should be getting paid. Nobody wants to talk about these school teachers. But this day and time, they need to be getting paid. Okay? They need to get paid because they're having to be parents now. Because you won't paddle your kid one or two times just to let them know that you're in control. Ridiculous, man. The Center for America Progress analyzed new data from the 2016 National Survey of Children's Health, finding that an estimated 50,000 preschoolers were suspended at least once. Preschoolers. We're not talking about the hard heads that's 10 years old and 12, 15, 18. Also, too, I was looking, guys, there are so many. You don't even finish this. I'm going to go do this. The Center for American Progress analyzed new data from the 2016 National Survey of Children's Health, finding that an estimated 50,000 preschoolers were suspended at least once. Another 17,000 or so preschoolers are estimated to have been expelled. Check this out. This is the first nationally represented survey of preschool discipline that includes private schools as well as public schools, which means that across all types of settings, the average school day sees roughly 250 instances of a preschooler being suspended or expelled. That's just ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense at all. Doesn't make any sense at all. Mm-mm. Not at all. Hope you guys listen to what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys are listening. Also, too, before I go on, I was searching it. If you guys Google, go and try to research children beating their parents. Do you know it's so hard to list and find it? What they do, they put child abuse, but they don't want to talk about the kids beating the parents. for your mothers. Years ago, this young lady, I stopped playing ball. I met this young lady, and she had a son. She had a son. She had a kid at a very, very young age. And she listens, you know what I'm talking about. She stayed on that boy like, you ever seen an eagle come down on a mouse? I mean, she stayed on him. She didn't play. Got to the point, I was like, you need to come down. She did not play. That boy turned out to be a super fine gentleman. She was in school, going to college. She didn't play. And there was her by herself. That's how my mom was. My dad was there too. They didn't play. But even if you're there by yourself alone, young ladies, you have to get a hold of that boy. But let me tell you why. If you don't get a hold of that boy between his youth age till he get about 5 years old, when he get around 13, 14, that boy would turn on you. See, you understand. Men, we have that fight in us. As we're born, 90% of us, we have a fight in us. We are different than females. Whether you like it or not. You like it or not, we're different than females. Sorry, I'm just so sorry. But that's the way God designed us. Okay? So if you don't get a hold of that boy will turn on you and he'll become rough. Now, if you don't discipline him at a young age, he will get disciplined when he go to jail or when the devil take him. Let God allow the devil to take him. See, that's what's going to happen. You females, when you're females, you have to get them under control too. You got to get them under control. The females today, talked to a guy earlier today, the females today, young girls, are learning how to be clever. You thought you was clever, but they're becoming really, really slick. Okay? Females tend to more study and analyze things more than men. We just, okay, yeah, we see that. All right, yeah, yeah, good time with boys. And females will sit back, and young girls, and analyze things. Gotta watch them too. You better bring that discipline back. Because if you don't, you're going to be sitting around looking at your kid. Can be somewhere they want him to be at. They can be deceased because of something. And you're going to regret it the rest of your day, to the day you die. You're going to regret it. From a young age, what makes a child behave? Desires to please parents, teachers. A child. Desires to please parents, teachers, a child. Desires to succeed in life, in school, a child. Desires to please God, obey rules, laws, a child. Fear of getting in trouble, a child. What goes wrong? Why do children misbehave? Okay. No care to please the parents or teachers, misbehave child. No motivation to succeed, misbehave child. No desire to obey rules, misbehave child. Fearless, no fear of trouble. Fearless, no fear of trouble, misbehave child. What is the solution? We need to instill in children positive motivation for success. Obedience first to God. Honor their father and mother at school. Your teacher is your parent. Okay? Honor her father and mother at school. Your teachers is your parent. And instill a fear if we disobey God. Instill a fear if we disobey God. If we disobey parents, paddling. If we disobey teachers, paddling. Teach. You must obey God, parents, teachers, rules, laws. You must obey God, parents, teachers, rules, laws. God's laws and earthly laws, period. You have to get a hold of these kids. Like I said again, you have so many, I don't know if I'm finished saying this to these boys, you have a lot of kids right now beating their parents. Literally beating their parents. They don't want to tell you that on social media. They want to find that. We'll search it. It'll be hard to find it. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about parents abusing kids. But there are kids beating their parents. Boy, let me tell you right now. We was playing back when I was my day, and Coach Taylor tell you, we find out that a boy who was growing up that was beating his mom. We find that out. Guess what? We're going to handle it when we get ourselves, when we get to school. We're going to handle it. And guess what? The coaches, they were not going to be involved. They're going to walk away off the field, and we're going to handle it. And guess what? It wouldn't happen again. Oh, that's so wrong. I don't care what you think. We didn't play that. Okay? We didn't play that. You're not going to be disrespecting your parents. That's number one. I can see if it's a situation that they disrespecting you. And I'm going to tell you this, too. There's a lot of kids now that got beatings. So I understand about the spanking that you may not want, but you understand this point. What your parents did to you was wrong. That was wrong. But everyone, but there are some kids that is bad now. So you're going to have to, you have to pal them. I'm not saying 10 times, but just pal them one and look at them and say, don't do that. Explain to them why you did that. Okay? Like I said, there are some adults out there today. You did get abused by your parents. God is taking care of them, already taking care of them, okay? And I apologize and hate what you went through and still what you're going through today. However, there are kids out there and parents out there that want to get their kids disciplined, and they have to do it. This is the way we do it. What happened to you is wrong, but it's okay to paddle a kid one or two times. What you went through, if you got abused, was totally 1,000% wrong. And I'm going to tell you, you have to move forward, which is hard, I know what to do, but God's going to take care of that. I'm going to leave you guys with this right here. This happened to a death row inmate letter. I want you guys to check this death row inmate letter out. To his mom. He said, a death row inmate awaiting execution asks a last wish for a pencil and paper. After writing for several minutes, the convict called the prison guard and asked that the letter be handed over to his biological mom. The letter said, Mother, if there was more justice in this world, we would both be executed. And not just me. You as guilty as I am for the life I led. Remind yourself when I stole and brought home the bicycle of a boy like me. You helped me to hide the bicycle so my father did not see it. Do you remember the time I stole money from the neighbor's wallet? You went with me to the mall to spend it. Do you remember when I argued with my father and he's gone? He just wanted to correct me because I stole the final result of the competition, and for that I had been expelled. Mom, I was just a child. Shortly after I became a troubled teenager, And now I'm a pretty male-formed man. I was just a child in need of correction and not an approval. But I forgive you. I just want this letter to reach the greatest number of parents in the world so they can know what makes all people, good or bad, is education. And it goes on to say, thank you, Mother, for giving me life and also helping me to lose it. Sign, your child offender. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.